Okay, first some background information. You know that house that everyone seems to go to as a kid? That one place where the kid's parents welcomed everyone and your 8-year-old self spent every hour of play with that friend? Not to brag, but that was my house. And we played. We were almost famous for some of the games we created. Tags stretched across the entire neighborhood, obstacle courses that no 9-year-old had ever dreamed of. To those on the outside, we were most known for that night we started a 10-square game. That's right, all the panels in the driveway held a different person. But to me, there was nothing like a good game of hide-and-seek, and we were the masters of hide-and-seek. That's right, not hide-and-go-seek, hide-and-seek. And if we played under Full House's play area rules, we could go for hours. But there's one particular match that's forever ingrained in my heart. It was the summer before second grade. I was but a mere lad who had just turned 8, and the world was my oyster. I had woken up bright and early to ride my bike, but that was over now, so it's time to get to more pressing matters. That's right. 1, 2, 3, I run as fast as I possibly can. For reasons that have never fully been explained to me, when we moved into my house, my father purchased two industrial-sized refrigerator and a matching freezer to put in our garage. The car was out of the garage, so that area counted under fair game under the outside rules. And due to the fact that we needed to save space because of the massive utilities, our only ladder had to be stored between the two. And my 8-year-old self, the top of the refrigerator seemed like the perfect hiding spot. And so I begun the climb. I can't say how long it took, only that I was rushing because we played under 50-second rule. As I finally reached the top, I came to a harsh realization. I was a beacon on top of this 8-foot-tall refrigerator, so I needed to think fast. Where could I go? I know, I can hide part of myself, but climbing down behind the refrigerator, thus reducing the part of me that can be seen. And the round finally started. I hit as well as I could. I really tried. And then I slipped. Something slipped. Maybe my hip shifted. I don't know. I just fell a little bit and screamed. This wasn't about the game anymore. I was stuck and slipping behind a refrigerator. I screamed for everyone. Xander! Hemanth! Mom! Dad! Derek! Anyone! When my mother will recount this story later, she will tell of how she was sitting with coffee and was struck by the sudden fact that one of her children needed help. And thus, she came home from down the street as fast as a woman who's 6 months pregnant can possibly move. And then I saw her. Through the open garage door, I saw her, purse in hand and ready for action. I slipped a little more and screamed a little more. As my mother struggled, I did the same, using my limited upper body strength to fail at an attempt to escape. She climbed the ladder as delicately as possible, reaching for my arm and finally grasping it. I have never felt a greater feeling of relief than when I was lifted up in that moment. She looked at me with someone of equal or greater relief. I was safe. And now there comes a point where someone may ask me something unique that has happened to me. Without explanation, and often immediately before I walk away, I can say, I once got stuck behind a refrigerator and was saved by a woman in her third trimester.